This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
As town crier, today it is my pleasure, nay, it is my extreme honor and absolute delight to announce outstanding news of the day from the council chambers of the County of Halliburton. Halliburton County Warden Dave Burton proclaims July 4th, 2026. Officially as Canoe FM Day.
About 20 years ago, Bruce Kruger traded his career with the Ontario Provincial Police for a gig that rarely pays. But since then, he's made a name for himself in the service of various communities and the milestones they celebrate. It was why he came to Halliburton recently, to make a special public proclamation and to celebrate a remarkable achievement. Surrounded by Canoe FM staff and volunteers, Kruger declared July 4th as Canoe FM Day in Halliburton County in the lead-up to the station's upcoming fundraiser, the annual Canoe FM Radiothon, taking place July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. For 30 years, Kruger worked with the OPP in a variety of roles, including supervising the Tactical Response Unit, or TRU Team, up until his retirement. But Kruger didn't just ride off into the sunset. No, this man, passionate about helping connect communities and celebrate significant initiatives, has been appearing as the town crier for Bracebridge for 2 decades and says it's his way of giving back.
I get an awful lot of satisfaction in bringing happiness to the various organizations. It's tremendous that I get to do this with my wife, Lynn. That we've traveled the world doing this. We've been in 9 different countries between here and Australia. We've been to Europe, the United States, so it's taken us all over. So it's given us a real sense of camaraderie with other town criers, community organizations. And the other thing is that I do a lot of Remembrance Day services, police services for the fallen. And that in itself is very, very dear to me. And it allows me to give a bit of myself in remembrance and thanks to those that have done so much for policing. And not just policing, but first responders for ambulance, fire, and in particular, our armed services.
When delivering proclamations, Kruger says there are usually 2 versions. The longer one generally written for him, and a shorter one that Kruger himself personalizes. And in the Kruger family, it's become a bit of a contagious pastime. His youngest son is also a town crier, and his great-grandchild loves to come dressed up to events with his great-grandfather to show off his own oh yays! But it's not all ribbon cuttings and special events. The art of being a town crier can be competitive as well. Kruger has been all over the world representing Bracebridge and his country with pride in so many competitions, too many to count, in fact, both in North America and internationally. And the competition, at least during events, is fierce. Kruger says it takes 4 judges to decide whose cries win from the field of competitors.
Well, we have 4 judges officially, and one, for instance, you mentioned about the bill and the OEAs. Well, that's called their judging exit and entrance of the criers, how well they walk in, if they're in a marching style of a uniform, do they walk in appropriately according to the uniform? If they're a country town crier, country image, well, do they kind of swagger in and whatnot? So that's one judge. Another judge is for clarity. How well is he speaking? Is he raspy with his voice? Did he drop a line? Did he mispronounce words? That goes in for the clarity and how far in particular they project. But actually for the mistakes, there's a penalty judge. So they count and you're allowed 125 words maximum. So they must not deter from one word to another, must pronounce it exact. And if they forget a word or they add a word or their voice cracks, then in fact the points are deducted. And then the other is for content and you're assigned cries. You know, in regards to various subject matter. And Bracebridge when we host it quite often. Every year, it's always at Santa's Belly. So every year, we give them a little cry, special for what would bring a lot of fun for the kids of Santa's Village. We also have cries designated specifically for your hometown cries, we call it. How well do you come and project about the benefits of where you live and what's your town like? So all that would be judged in content. And then the fifth judge is just a person that adds it all up together and at the end pushes a button, out comes the three winners. It's got to be the most fun group to be with because we, of course, do our best. We take it seriously, but never past any personality problems, you know. We just have our competitions. We get a laugh out of, you know, the mistakes here or the good things that somebody did. And we all go back and have a beer someplace and a good time.
Another thing most people might not know is that the uniforms town criers wear are as unique as the criers themselves. And now, around the world, there are about 400 to 450 town criers left. Kruger had his uniform designed by a seamstress to include a number of special patches that carry great meaning for him. Oh, and he doesn't leave his wife, Lynn, behind. She too comes to events as Kruger's consort, complete with period attire and a parasol.
So the two of us sat down, we went through a number of pictures, and I said, well, I don't like that, I don't like this, and I don't like that, but I like this, this, and this. And so she actually took my ideas and made it into an actual uniform. The colors are green, gold, and red, and also black. So the black, green, and red were the official colors of our town. The gold stands for royalty, the sovereignty of our country. And anyways, so she made the colors combined. The buttons, as you can see, I've got a number of buttons, and also the flashes here on my uniform pockets. These are Ontario Provincial Police. Everything is from what I wore or my father wore on his uniform, so we could keep it very personal. I became the president of our local Rotary Club of Bracebridge, Muskoka Lakes. So this large symbol here on my hat is the Rotarian symbol. The feathers, as I mentioned, come from Germany that we got when we were crying over there. And my grandfather had come from Germany in the late 1800s, so we wanted to honor him. The bell is made out of brass, and as you can see, it has my name, the town, the year that I was assigned. And as you noticed outside, it was a very loud bell. It's one of the few that were made, and it's pretty well, I think, the last one that the foundry ever did.
As Kruger proclaimed, July 4th is Canoe FM Day in Haliburton County. The radiothon in support of this not-for-profit station is July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Tune in to 100.9 or 97.1 for more details.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.